Blog Talk Radio.
Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, aka G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call
563-999-3560.
That's
563-999-3560.
And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and tears here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Thank you.
as hell. When will it end? When will people start getting together again? Are things really getting better, like the newspapers say? What else is new, my friend, besides what I read? Can't find no work, can't find no job, my friend. Money is tighter than it's ever been. Say, man, I just don't understand what's going on across this land. Oh,
what's happening, brother?
Yeah. What's happening? What's happening, my friend? Are they still getting down where we are going down? Will our ball club win the pennant? Do you think they have a chance? And tell me, friend, how in the world have you been? Tell me what's up. I wanna know what's in. What's the deal, man? What's happening, brother? What's happening? What's been shaking up and down the line? I know I'm slightly behind the time.
Everybody Why you When I was younger, living in South Central L.A., we used to go up to Horace Mann Junior High School and play basketball in the gym. And then one day we went up there, and they were having a two-on-two basketball tournament. So me and my buddy, Warren, we signed up to play as the two-man team. And I was the shooter, and he was a little taller than me, and he would grab all the rebounds and push the ball out to me, and I would dribble around, and then I'd do a jump shot, and I would score. And we kept playing like that through the tournament, and we ended up winning the tournament, and we got $100. And so we went to Jack in the Box. G-Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Like 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars, storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm a host in Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. And I want to start off today by talking sports. Let's talk NBA basketball. Basketball. We're talking basketball. What's up, DJ? How's everything in the Oakland town?
Everything
How's
is all
the
good.
Weather? Okay.
Weather's good.
Yeah, man. I heard they had a fire in California. They didn't have a fire up by Oakland? I guess it's...
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Oh, okay. I heard him talking about it. It was a blazing fire, and I thought for sure the area that usually catches fire in California, but this is usually an early time of the year. I wouldn't believe that they would be having a fire so early in California. Not this time. This is spring weather. They usually have the fire right around the summer or right after the summer and the fall. But I guess, I don't know. I just heard about it on the news, and I was surprised to find out. Okay, well, the NCAA tournament, the Sweet 16, doesn't happen until this weekend, so we got a couple of days before those basketball games take place. So we can talk about some NBA games, if you know of a couple of NBA games that played since Tuesday. We should have a couple of NBA games that played last night and tonight that we can talk about.
Well, with the NCAA, if you want to talk about, so we're in the Sweet 16. There's actually four games today. They haven't started yet, but they are today. Clemson is playing Arizona today. UConn is playing San Diego State today. In the West,
what about
Alabama is playing University of North Carolina. In the East, Illinois is playing Iowa State. So those are all being played today.
All right. Okay. So they're all scheduled to play today. So, all right. That means, what time do they start? Is it East Coast time? Do you have a time for the game?
I do have a time. The Clemson-Arizona game starts at 4 p.m. West Coast time. So about a little less than a half an hour. San Diego State and UConn start at 4:30. Alabama and University of North Carolina start at 6:30. And then at 7 p.m., it's Illinois and Iowa State.
Okay. What time did Connecticut and San Diego play?
UConn plays San Diego State at 4:30. The game starts at 4:30.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to shut the show down by 4:30 so I can get in there and listen to the Connecticut-San Diego game, because I'm really interested in finding out if San Diego is going to beat Connecticut since they lost to Connecticut last year. NCAA championship. So that's going to be a battle of the first and second team of the NCAA tournament. So remind me when we get toward the end of the show that I gotta go. So, okay. So those games are being played tonight. So as of 4 or 4:30, I can get in. I can start listening to those four games that are being played today. So that should be right on my TV. I'm sure it's going to be live broadcast on the television for the show. Okay, sounds good. I'm really excited about these four games that are going to be played today. And then there's going to be four games played tomorrow, will be Friday. And then they will have four games played on Saturday and then four games on Sunday. So that'll be the Sweet 16. They will have all of their games played by this weekend, and we'll know who's going to the Elite Eight starting Monday or Tuesday next week. The games won't start next week, but we'll know who's qualified and who will be playing in those games next week.
Well, actually, the Sweet 16, which starts today, that means that there's 16 teams, which means that there's 8 games. Okay? Yes or no? Do you understand what I just said?
No. Let me think about that a second. 16 games.
No, that's not what I said.
Yeah, that's what I'm
said
trying to
the
understand.
Sweet 16 means there's 16 teams.
16
because there's 16 teams, they're playing 8 games. That's
8 games.
Okay?
Oh.
You following me?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So that means
8 games. So that means the Elite 8 is going to be only 4 games that are going to play.
Right.
And that will be next weekend, probably next Thursday.
Let me finish. Sweet 16 means there's 16 games. I mean, means there's 8 games in the Sweet 16. 4 games are played today, and the other 4 games are played tomorrow. That's the end of the Sweet 16. Then starting on Saturday, that's when the Elite 8 starts. Saturday and Sunday, because it's 8 teams, that means it's only 4 games. So this weekend, all of the Elite 8 games will be played. Okay?
Okay.
So after this weekend, it's going to be how many teams left?
It'll be 4 teams left. There'll be the final 4.
Correct.
So
there's going to
be 4 teams left. It'll be 4 teams.
Right.
Yeah.
Very good.
Oh. Okay.
So after Sunday, we're going to know who the final 4 are, and they're the ones who are going to play
for the championship
next the weekend after this one.
Okay. Oh.
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, that clears that up. So it's 16 teams, which is, means it's only 8 games that are playing
right.
for the Sweet 16. And then it's the Elite 8, which is only going to be 4 games that are going to be played in the Sweet 8, the Elite 8. And then it'll be the Final 4, which will be 4 teams that will be playing for the the final four teams that qualify for the championship weekend. Oh, okay.
Okay.
So that means next weekend is the big weekend for the teams that will be playing for the championship. All right. So we got to see who qualifies for the championship this weekend. So I got to find out who's winning the games for this for the 8 games this weekend on today and tomorrow. And then we got to see who's going to play in the playoff games on Saturday and Sunday. Okay.
Right.
All right. I know where we are. Okay. So we got four games today, and we got four games tomorrow. Okay.
Right.
So Thursday and Friday are going to be the Sweet 16.
Correct.
And Saturday and Sunday is going to be the Elite Eight. Okay.
Right.
All right. Oh, wow. Okay. So it's going to be a big weekend. I'm looking forward to watching TV all weekend. Then I'm going to post up and listen to the games on TV. Oh, it should be a good weekend for me. All right. I've already picked my winners to see who's going to the Elite Eight. And from there, I'm going to go see who's going to play in the Final Four. So,
oh, really? Who do you think is going to the Elite Eight?
I think North Carolina is going to beat Alabama. I think Louisville is going to beat Iowa. I'm hoping San Diego beats UConn. And I want North Carolina to beat Alabama. And I want Gonzaga to win against who they're playing. And
Purdue.
I don't know. I like Gonzaga, but I forgot they were playing Purdue. I'm really expecting Purdue to win. Oh, that's going to put a twist in my Final Four pick. Okay. And what are the other two, the other four teams? Because I picked six of the teams already, the six of the game.
Yeah, I don't remember who you said, but who do you have for UConn and San Diego State?
UConn. Well, I want San Diego
UConn
to win. I want San Diego to win because UConn beat them last year and they won the national championship. So I want San Diego to win this year. So I want San Diego to beat UConn this year.
Who are you putting your money on is the question.
I'm putting my money on San Diego.
Oh, okay. I'm putting my money on UConn, so we'll see who wins. The next competition is Illinois and Iowa State.
I'm taking Illinois. Illinois will beat Iowa.
Okay. I'll take Iowa State since I just want to be contentious. Game number three, University of North Carolina versus Alabama. I'm taking North Carolina.
I
think you are too.
Yeah, I'm going to take North Carolina. I don't know anything about Alabama's basketball program. If it was football, then I might take Alabama. But basketball, I'm going with the Dogs from North Carolina.
Okay. Game number four, Clemson versus Arizona. I'll take Arizona.
Okay. You can take Arizona. Well, I think Arizona might win that game. I don't know. That's kind of up in the air for me because I don't know if Clemson has a basketball program. They have a decent football program, but I don't know if their basketball program is going to be deep. You know, because Clemson did good in football. They won a lot of games in football. So, I don't know. Clemson versus Arizona.
You just got to pick one.
Yeah. Well, since you're going to take Arizona, I'll take Clemson.
Okay. Game number five, Houston is playing Duke.
Oh. Are they playing Duke? Or are they playing Duke? some other team that sounds like Duke. I can't even think of how they pronounce the other name. Duquesne.
You're probably thinking of Duquesne. You're probably thinking of Duquesne, but they lost to Illinois, so they're not even in the same bracket.
Oh.
A, they lost
okay.
to Illinois, and B, they're not even in the same bracket.
Okay. So it's Duke and Houston.
Houston.
That's what you said? Duke is playing Houston?
Yes, that's what I said.
Okay. I really like Duke to win. I want to pick Duke. I don't know how good Houston is, but I know Houston's ranked number 2 in the NCAA tournament, so I don't know. They may be really good, but I want Duke to win because Duke and North Carolina should be 2 of the runner-ups. So Duke, I'm picking Duke.
Okay, game number 5. I'm taking Duke also. Actually, I'll just take Houston. Game number 6 is North Carolina State and Marquette.
Marquette. I'm going to take Marquette. North Carolina State.
All right.
UNC is the good North Carolina school, but North Carolina State is a good basketball school, but it's not as good as UNC. So I would take Marquette against UN State.
Against North Carolina State. I'm going to take North Carolina State. And then it's Purdue and Gonzaga, and I believe you said Purdue?
Purdue, yeah. I'm taking Purdue.
Okay. I'll take Gonzaga, although I think Purdue's going to win.
But Purdue is playing really good, so I think they'll win. Okay. So.
And the last game is Tennessee and Creighton.
Oh, Tennessee and Creighton? I'm going to take Tennessee. They're playing Sunday, right?
Tennessee and Creighton. They're playing Sunday.
Sunday, yeah. I'm going to take Tennessee. I don't think Creighton has a basketball program. But Tennessee was expected to win the NCAA this year. They were predicted to win the whole thing this year. So I'm going with Tennessee to beat Creighton.
All right. All right, and so that's all the games this weekend.
That was all the games? That was 16 games?
That was 8 games, 16 teams.
Oh, okay. I feel like I'm missing somebody. North Carolina, Alabama, North Carolina, and Creighton, Iowa and Illinois, Tennessee, and who is Tennessee playing?
Creighton.
Okay.
I'm just trying to count
all of the teams, and I wanted to know that I picked one team in every game. So I'm trying to say Iowa and Illinois, that's one game. North Carolina and Alabama, that's 2 games. North Carolina State and I don't know who they're playing. And then you have Marquette. okay, and then you got Purdue and Gonzaga, and I'm taking Purdue, and then I got San Diego over UConn, and what else? I'm taking Duke over Houston, and what other teams am I missing? What teams am I missing? Houston and Duke, North Carolina.
I don't know. I just went over all 8 games. But do you want me to go over them again?
Yeah, because I don't remember. I'm missing somebody because I'm taking Duke over Houston. I'm taking I'm taking Duke over Houston. I'm taking North Carolina over Creighton. I'm taking
North Carolina plays Alabama.
UNC playing Alabama, but wait a minute. North Carolina State is playing Creighton.
Nope. North Carolina State is playing Marquette.
Marquette. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm taking Marquette over North Carolina State. And then I got Illinois over Iowa. I got San Diego over Connecticut. And what other teams am I missing?
There's North Carolina and Alabama. There's Clemson and Arizona.
Yeah, I did.
Purdue and Gonzaga and Creighton and Tennessee.
Oh, Purdue and Alabama. I mean, Purdue and Gonzaga is the team. I'm taking Purdue over Gonzaga. And what was the last one you said? Alabama.
Creighton and Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, Creighton and Tennessee. I'm taking Tennessee. So those are all of my picks.
Okay.
And so who are the 4 games that are played tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah. Tonight will be Connecticut and San Diego. So I'm taking San Diego and Iowa and Illinois, and I'm taking Illinois and
North Carolina versus Alabama.
I'm taking. No, it's UNLV versus Alabama. So I'm taking UNLV.
North Carolina versus Alabama. UNLV is in the NIT. They're not in the they're not in this bracket.
Okay. Yeah. I meant UNC. UNC, North Carolina playing Alabama. And I'm taking North Carolina over Alabama. And who is the other team? Purdue and
Clemson and Arizona.
That's playing tonight.
Clemson and Arizona
are playing tonight. Okay. I'm taking I didn't pick Arizona. So who are they playing?
Clemson versus Arizona.
Okay. Yeah, I took Clemson because you're taking Arizona. Okay. So those are the 4 games that are played tonight. So I'm going to pick Clemson tonight. I'm picking Illinois tonight. I'm picking San Diego tonight, and I'm picking Purdue tonight.
Nope, Purdue doesn't play today.
Oh, okay. Then University of North Carolina, the University, UNC, over
right.
Alabama. And I'm taking
right. They play.
North Carolina.
Right.
Okay. All right. So that's who I'm picking tonight, those four games. Okay. And then we'll see what I pick for tomorrow night. All right. Well, that's G-Money Sports for the NCAA tournament. And we're not going to talk about the NIT. Did they play any games tonight? I don't think so. I don't think they play until this weekend or next week. So we don't need to worry about the NIT. And next week, the NBA, they'll be playing in the, what do they call? Excuse me. What do they call the last four teams? 12, 11, 10, and 9? What do they call that tournament? The play-in or the buy-in? What is that tournament called? Because 1 through 8 is going to be the regular NBA playoffs. But
oh, you're talking about the NBA now?
NBA, yes. The NBA. 1 through
so
8
what
is
about
the regular
about
NBA playoffs. And what did they call the four teams? What is that tournament for the team that's trying to be the seventh team and they're trying to be the eighth team in the playoffs? But they're playing 12, 11, 10, and 9 to qualify for the last four teams for the playoffs. What do they call that tournament? That's the play-in or the buy-in? What do they call that?
I don't even know what you're talking about, G-Money.
Okay.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, because they have, you know.
So there's the play-in, which is the so the play-in is basically the teams with the 7th through 10th highest winning percentages in each conference. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, okay, 7 through 10. I thought it was 12 playing 11, and the winner of that team will play 10 versus 11. But no, I don't think that's the way it's going to be. I think they're playing for 7th place and playing for 8th place in the playoffs. So What teams are playing for the 7th and the 8th place?
We won't know until their season is over.
Right.
Right?
And then it's 10 playing 9, and then the winner of that game will play 8, and the winner of 8 that plays 9 will end up being the number 18 And the number 7 team will play the 8 team. And that the loser of that game will play the 9th place team to see if it's going to qualify for the 7th place team.
Not quite, but close enough.
Okay. So that's what I'm trying to put together now. So it's only 10 teams then that are going to make the playoffs, and that's the buy-in. Is that the buy-in where you have 10 playing 9, and then the winner of 9 will play 8, and then the winner of 9 or 8 will be the 8th place team, and then 7 will play 8. And if 7 wins, then they will be the 7th place team in the playoffs. Is that how it goes? I don't think it goes like
no,
that.
No, not really.
I think it's the top 10 teams, though. I don't think 11th and 12th team are playing in that playoff. I said
that's correct.
That it was 9, 10, 11, and 12, but I don't think 11 and 12 are playing. I think 10 is going to play 9, and the winner of that game will play 8, and 7 will play 8, and the winner of
instead of you just guessing, I could actually tell you if you really want to know.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to figure it out. I don't remember.
But you don't have to figure it out. I can just tell you.
Okay. All right. Tell me. Because
I'm looking at the bracket right now.
Okay.
So I can tell you. You don't have to figure it out if that's what you want, unless you just want to try to figure it out.
No, I'm trying to get it so that I can explain it to my listening audience, because I was saying that it was all the way to the 12th team, but I don't think it goes to the 12th team. It's only the top 10 teams that play for the playoff spots, and one team is going to play for 7th position, and 2 teams are going to play for the 8th position. So that's what the top, the playoffs will be. 1 will play 8, 2 will play 7, 3 will play 6, 4 will play 5. And that will be the playoffs. Okay. So now, how does it go?
Specifically, we're talking about right now, we're talking about the play-in tournament, okay?
Right. Okay, that's the play-in.
Okay.
Yes, okay.
Okay, so in the play-in tournament, it's the, first of all, I'll just start off with saying it's 4 teams from the East, 4 teams from the West, teams that come in 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. Okay, got that?
Okay, all right. So the bottom 8 teams,
so,
4 for the East, 4 for the West. Okay. So.
Right. And it's the teams that come in 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th place. All right. So what's going to happen is 7th is going to play 8th, and the winner of that game becomes the 7th seed in the regular NBA playoffs tournament. Okay?
Okay.
9th plays 10th, and the winner of that game plays the loser of the 7th and 8th place game. And the winner of that game will be the 8th seed in the regular tournament.
Okay.
That's how it works.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question. You said that the 8th, 9th, and 10th team will be a combination of the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference? So their records will decide on who's team number 7 and who's team number 8 and who's team number 9 and who's team number 10, right?
So half of that is what I said.
Yeah, so, it's the best record for the top 10 teams, and that includes the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference, the top 10 teams.
So let me explain it again. So there's going to be 4 teams in the East, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th, after regular season play is finished, okay? Whoever's in 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th place in the East, they go to the play-in tournament, and they're going to be playing each other. And in the West, it's the same thing. There's going to be 4 teams. The teams who come in 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th, they're going to be playing each other. So there's – and they're going to be playing to see – in the East, they're going to be playing to see who the 7th and 8th seed teams are in the East. In the West, they're going to be playing to see who the 7th and 8th seed teams are in the West. Does that clear things up?
Yes. Okay. Great.
Okay. So the first, whoever comes in first through sixth in the East, they're already going to the playoffs. And whoever comes in first through sixth in the West, they're already going to the playoffs. And it's just who would the play-in tournament is just deciding who's going to be the 7th and 8th seed in the West and the 7th and 8th seed in the East. That's what that's the purpose of the play-in. And the way they decide it is, 7th plays 8th, and the winner of that is the 7th seed, and then 9th plays 10th, and the winner of that plays the loser of 7th and 8th, and the winner of that game becomes the 8th seed.
Okay. So they play 2 games between 10 and 9.
If you come in 9th and 10th, you're going to play. You're going to potentially play 2 games.
You're going to play a game. You're going to play 1 game between 10 and 9.
No.
And then the winner
no.
of that
I just
game
said if you come in 9th and 10th, you're going to potentially play 2 games if you're going to try to become the 8th seed. If you're 7th and 8th place, you're only going to play, well, you could play 2 games too. You're going to play 2 games. Whoever wins the 7th and 8th place team, they play 1 game because they just go directly to 7th seed. And then the other team, whoever loses that game, is going to play the winner of the 9th and 10th place game to see if there can be 8th seed. It's confusing.
Okay.
I know. It's easier if you could see the bracket, but you can't, so...
Okay. So when do the buy-in tournament start? What day?
There's no such thing as a buy-in tournament.
Well, when 10 plays 9, when was that game?
The play-in tournament. You're talking about the play-in tournament.
The play-in tournament. Okay. When does that start? April what?
After
12th?
Regular season ends.
When does regular season end?
The last game in the regular season is April 14th.
April 14th.
Right, that's when regular season play ends.
So April 15th will be when 10 plays 9.
And 16 is when the play-in tournament starts. It starts on the 16th. It's from the 16th through the 19th.
Okay. 16th through the 19th. Okay. So some of those teams, will they be playing back-to-back games? Or will they be playing a game and then they'll have a day off and they'll be playing a game a day later?
You know, the schedule isn't on here. Let's see. Let's see. Nope, schedule isn't on here. I'm looking at the NBA website. I don't see any dates. It doesn't say during the play-in tournament, there are not any dates that say when the games are going to be played. So I don't know.
Okay.
Here's a link that says the key dates. Let me see if this tells me. It's just 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. So there's 4 days for the play-in tournament. So it's 4 days. So maybe on the 16th. 9th plays 10th and 7th plays 8th. And then the next day, perhaps 17th? No, maybe the 18th. The loser of the 7th and 8th place team plays the winner of the 19th, so maybe that happens on the 17th? I don't know.
Or,
1, 2.
Or what's the alternative to that?
I mean, they could take a couple of days. The first round of games aren't played on the same day. So maybe like on the 16th, the 7th and 8th place teams play. On the 17th, the 9th and 10th place teams play. On the 18th, So there's only one more game after that on each side. So maybe they take a day, and then on the 19th, the winner of the 9th, 10th place plays the loser of the 7th, 8th place. Maybe that's how it goes. So they play 16th, 17th, take a break, and then play on the 19th. That's a possibility, but that's a guess. I don't really know.
Okay.
And I can tell you that it says, oh, here it is. No, it just says 16th through 19th. But it says, if the regular season had ended after March 27th, which was yesterday, this is who would be in the play-in. In the Western Conference, it would be Phoenix Suns playing the Sacramento Kings and the Lakers playing the Warriors, because that's 7, 8, 9, 10 in the Western Conference. And then in the Eastern Conference, the Miami Heat would be playing the 76ers, that's 7th versus 8th, and then the Bulls would be playing Chicago Bulls would be playing the Hawks, that's 9 and 10. So that's if they were going off of their records right now.
Okay.
So what that means is your Kings, your Lakers, and your Warriors still got a shot.
Okay.
Maybe that's why they're not so concerned about, you know, being in the top six, because they still have a shot to go to the NBA playoffs.
To go to the playoffs. Yeah. Okay.
So we'll see. I mean, I can tell you in terms of the NBA, I can tell you, let's see, what's today? I can tell you who won.
Today's the 28th. No. The 20th.
So on Tuesday, the Warriors beat the Heat. The Lakers beat the Bucks. Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Pelicans, and the Dallas Mavericks walked all over the Sacramento Kings. And then yesterday, I'm going to talk about games that actually matter. The Cleveland Cavaliers lost to the Charlotte Hornets. The Warriors beat the Orlando Magic. The Clippers beat the 76ers, but the Clippers are going to be in there anyway. The Atlanta Hawks beat the Portland Trail Blazers. That's why the Hawks, so that puts them in 10th place. They have to keep winning in order to be able to go to the playoffs. The Clippers beat the 76ers. 76ers are in 8th place. So they have to continue winning. They can't lose any games. Chicago Bulls, did they play? Yeah, they beat the Pacers. So Chicago Bulls are in 9th place. They have to win the rest of their games to stay in contention. And anybody else? Those are the only games that matter. The Lakers beat the Grizzlies. That's it. Phoenix Sun beat the Nuggets. So yeah, as of right now in the West, it's the Suns, the Kings, the Lakers, and the Warriors, and they all have to continue to win to stay in the playoffs. And in the Eastern Conference, it's the Miami Heat, Philadelphia 76ers, Chicago Bulls, and the Atlanta Hawks. That's 7, 8, 9, and 10. They have to win. The Hawks really and the Bulls really have to win to stay in playoff contention, play-in contention.
Okay. Well, I'm looking for the Bulls to keep playing, and I kind of like Atlanta, but they're not a favorite. They don't have Allen Iverson no more. I'm just looking for the Bulls and Miami Heat. And I want the 76ers to make the playoffs. They changed their coach in the middle of the season. And I want the 76ers to make it, even though Doc Rivers isn't their coach anymore. So
today the Boston Celtics, the Atlanta Hawks are playing the Boston Celtics. Hawks got to win if they want to stay in the top 10. The Milwaukee Bucks play the New Orleans Pelicans. I think the Bucks are going to be in there anyway, and the Pelicans probably will not be in there. And tomorrow there's a bunch of games. The Clippers play the Orlando Magic. The Pistons play the Warriors. The Lakers play the Pacers. Lakers got to win. The Golden State Warriors play the Charlotte Hornets. Warriors got to win because Warriors, are, right now, they're in 10th place. So they got to win. Chicago Bulls play the Brooklyn Nets. The Bulls got to win because they're in ninth place. Philadelphia 76ers play the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Sixers can afford to win. They're in eighth place, but, you know, they still should probably win. They need to win to stay in, to stay, to keep their place.
You said they can afford to win, or do you mean they can afford to lose? The 76ers. They can lose a game.
I meant they can afford to lose, but not really. They can't really afford to lose because they're in eighth place. They got to win all their games. The Phoenix Suns are in seventh place. They play Oklahoma City Thunder. You know, the Thunder's in, what, number one or two right now? They're in third place right now. So, oh, wow, they dropped down. They were in second place, I think. Minnesota Timberwolves, yeah, the Minnesota Timberwolves moved up to second place. Oh, they're coming off of a three-game winning streak. So, Oklahoma City got a win, but you know what? They're five games ahead of the fourth place team, the Clippers. So they still have to keep winning, but you know they have a bit of a lead, so it's not that big of a deal. But the Warriors and the Lakers, the Houston Rockets are hot on the Warriors' tail, so the Warriors got to win if they want to go to the playoffs.
And if Houston wins, well, Houston may have a shot to go to the playoffs, or they may get to the play-in.
Well, the play-in. So we're really talking about the play-in. The Rockets are in 11th place now. So if they want to, if they want to play in the postseason, they have to win. And I don't know if I think I mentioned that Houston Rockets are on like a 10 game winning streak. So they're playing their butts off, but they have to, if they want to play in the postseason.
So they got their backs against the wall. So they got to keep winning to play in the postseason.
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead, Houston. And they're probably
under
a lot of pressure because their NCAA college team is doing well, and they're getting ready to play in the playoffs. So everybody in Houston is like pushing for these college, for the Houston team, the college team, and the pro team to do well. So they got pressure on both ends.
They do. And so let me see, who do the Rockets play in the next few games? So they play the Utah Jazz tomorrow, and then they play the Dallas Mavericks on Sunday. They play the Timberwolves on Tuesday. And then they play the Warriors on Thursday. So they got their work cut out for them.
They got four tough games to play.
And then they play Miami Heat after that. And, you know, Miami Heat right now is in seventh place. So they're going to be fighting to keep their place. And then they play the Dallas Mavericks again after that. They're in sixth place in the Eastern Conference. So, yeah, they got their work cut out for them. They have to keep winning. If they want to make the postseason play, the post-conference, post-regular season play.
Right. Okay. What time is it? Because it'll be time for us to shut it down so I can get in to see the college basketball game. And I know Mike is going to be out here because he's here sitting, patting his foot.
because he was trying to get out of here after Ron Collins did his thing today. Ron Collins performed today. So Mike was like, are you going to do your show or am I going to leave? And I said, I'm going to do my show. And he was like, oh, okay. Well, let me take you outside and do your show. And he said, are you going to be out there 2 hours? I said, no, I don't think so. I think I'm going to be inside for the college basketball. Oh, that's right. College basketball doesn't play until Saturday. But now that I know that it plays tonight, then I want to be in there for the college basketball game. And we have one game that started at 4, and we'll have another game that starts at 4:30. So let's shut this show down, and I can get in there and get to my room, and I don't have to hear Mike fussing.
All right.
All right, so we're going to do the birthdays now.
Okay.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and now it's time for me to shut down the radio show. Thursday's show. We hope you had a good time listening to Thursday's show. Well, we're going to shut it down and get ready for Friday's show. But before we go, we want to acknowledge the birthdays for the people that are celebrating the birthdays, my friends, my fan club members that are following the radio show. Today, we want to celebrate their birthdays on March 28th. Today is March 28th. So all the people that are celebrating their birthday today, we want to acknowledge your birthdays. So we're going to play a birthday song. And then we're going to acknowledge the birthday. So DJ Papa D, play the birthday song. And let's acknowledge the family, the friends, everybody that's celebrating their birthday today.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, March 28th, 2024. Happy birthday to Queen Braden. Happy birthday, Ernest Bryant. Happy birthday to Jeffrey Dawkins. Happy birthday to Fate James. Happy birthday to Devin Vaughn. Happy birthday to Ketuana Skoos. Happy birthday to Jonathan Lytle. Happy birthday to Abdul Rahman Abdullah. And last but not least, happy birthday to Carlos O. Singer. That's it. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday celebrating today, March 28th, 2024.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today, March 28th. 28, yes. All right. And so I know God is blessing you with his glory and his royalty, and his son has died for our sins and our salvation. So without further ado, I want to sing my song for the birthdays today and wishing everybody a happy birthday today, because today is your special day. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many many, many more birthdays. Have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may you have everlasting life. May God bless you with his eternal life. And without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. And I'll see you tomorrow on Friday's radio show. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.
Remember parties. in the dark, I was smooth. Till someone pulled the gun, it was over. They spoiled my fun, I was flying. Just like a track star dying. Nah, I ran through the backyard trying to get in my building, saying, why in the heck won't somebody kill them? One day, the fellas got together, they vowed that no one would ever come in our block and terrorize us, the gang that used to do it. Now they idolize us. We don't start trouble, but boy do we end it. Our time, we like to spend it snapping. Boy do we heat up, but we'll take time out to beat up a sucker. If he won't static, beat down. Yeah, we got it good, and we'll accommodate you. Thanks to us, a lot of brothers hate to come back to this very day. Cause losing's one thing we don't play. If you're ever in a fight and you're beating one of us, break out before you get bum rushed. At the wall. About Navi Red, Theo, Tony, and Milton, Mike, Mike, Sluggo, and Mike, Killian, D.O.B., Reggie B., and Sid, Dano B., Derek B., Sean B., and don't forget Big Hang, Don Ice, Desire Rock, God Bless, Peter Wack, Chuck, and Pope Chop, El Dorado, George, way back in the day, had all the brothers on the hill talking this way, they said, God, have mercy, L.A., Sunshine, and my DJ, Easy Lee, I'm from around the way, Jock, Jock, Philly, Philly, Fight, but our hands and nobody's a punk.